live at EXT in the studio with Robbie Christmas. I have a question for you. Just to start, is Robbie Christmas your real name?
Yes, sir.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
It's because that could be like a stage name.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Is in Seattle, where we're from, we get that a lot. We get a lot of people saying, like, is that a stage name? I'm like, if it was a stage name, if I had I would have picked a better one.
Right.
If I was making a stage name, I would have picked one that would have given me less heat, you know?
Yeah.
Because Robbie Christmas kind of makes people remember it, right? And the other side of it, it makes me sound like I'm a contestant on Gospel American Idol.
Right, right.
You know? So it's kind of it's a mixed bag for sure. But yeah, it's the real thing, yeah.
And Robbie, who have you brought with you today to play with you?
I brought one of my best friends and the drummer for our group. He's playing percussion, and his name's Michael Hannon.
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you, Chris?
Yeah, good to have you here, guys. Yeah. Now, this is really early for you guys. Not only is it early in the morning here, but it's what, 3 or 4 in the morning out in
Seattle? That's right.
It is. Well, I'm actually in Seattle. I'd be just going to bed right now.
Right. Yeah.
Well, thanks for staying up late for this.
You got it. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Would you have like a top 2 or 3 favorite artists?
Oh, yeah.
Who would they be?
Sting. Sting is one of my favorites. Peter Gabriel. And that third one, that sweet spot, man. I would have to say the third, I would pick The Band. Yeah, Bob Dylan's The Band. And those are my top 3 for sure.
Now, Robbie, you write the songs, right?
Mm-hmm,
How does The Band sort of come in on this to sort of help shape the sound of the songs?
Yeah, that's an interesting process. I mean, Robbie will come a lot of times with the structure, a general structure of the song, and we'll have a practice, you know, rehearsal, and we'll work stuff out together. So it's great, you know, because I'm fortunate to work with such a great band leader in that way that, you know, a lot of band leaders they'll dictate what the drums do, what the bass does. And Robbie allows us to kind of have a collaborative process in the songwriting. So it's really great.
And then how would your favorite 3 bands fit into shaping the sound that Robbie has brought to you as a shell?
My favorite 3, man, I'm trying to think. Well, I could list some of my favorite drummers, and that would definitely influence. I would say Clyde Stubblefield's a big one for me from James Brown. He's, you know, iconic. Of course, you know, every drummer has to put John Bonham on the list. his feel and his groove was, you know, was everything, definitely. And a third, you know, I gotta throw Brian Blade in there. Great jazz drummer. If you look at a lot of those guys, they're not big fill guys. They're not big solo drummers. You know, they're not looking for the spotlight. They're playing for the song. And I would say that's often what I see my job as to do is to elevate the song, is to support it and elevate it.
Now, Robbie, you guys have been playing around Seattle for a few years.
It's been a minute.
What would you say has been sort of the most defining moment of you saying, this is what I want to do?
I don't know if there was any one moment. I think there was a kind of a collection of moments that led me to go, okay, yeah, this is exactly what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I think performing the national anthem at a Seahawks and 49ers game was a big moment for me, just kind of feeling like, okay, yeah, I'm in the right place. This is exactly what I want to do. Just performing for people in a stadium like that, I mean, 68,000 people, I think it was. It was so much fun. And I went up there and I felt like, yep, this is exactly what I want to do. I think also meeting people along the way. You know, I remember meeting Alan Parsons once at a seminar, and I remember talking to him, and I was pretty young, and I remember saying, like, so what do you think? You think I got a chance? And he's like, I think you're going to be just fine. Because I think he could tell that how driven I was to be successful and this industry. So there were definitely a few, for sure. I knew pretty early on that this is what I wanted to do.
Is the national anthem as hard to sing as they say it is?
Okay, so here's what happened.
Yeah, tell me the story.
Here's what happened. And this is, the story's just for you, because we haven't told this story to anybody else so far. So I remember being so nervous about making sure I didn't screw up the lyrics, because that's the classic, you know, pitfall.
So,
like,
yeah,
people mess up the lyrics. I did not want to do that. And so I spent so long rehearsing at home. I had 2 weeks. I got lucky that I even had, there was a spot available, because the person who was supposed to do it had dropped out. I went online and I actually had a watch made with the lyrics written on the face of the watch in really, really small font. It's a fat watch.
No way.
And I had it. Do you know the story?
I do not.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just hearing this for the first time. This is awesome.
I had the lyrics made because I was so nervous. I had it printed.
That's amazing.
And sent to me. At home, I have this big fat watch with the lyrics.
That you'll never wear ever again.
The national anthem. I'll never wear it again.
Yeah.
Of the national anthem sitting on this
watch. Could you
watch.
Read them?
Oh, barely.
Yeah.
Barely. you know, that was just for security. Like, I still had to rehearse and practice and memorize the lyrics. And so when I got up on stage to do the anthem, I forgot I had put the watch on the wrong hand. So I had a microphone in my opposite hand.
No.
So if I had looked at the lyrics, it would have looked like I was checking the time.
Like, when is this going to be over?
Yeah.
Like,
so,
yeah.
So that was,
so
at home, I've got a watch. But when I went up there, I was like, oh, I don't need this at all. Like, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I wasn't nervous when I was doing it. I was anxious leading up to it, though.
So we're live at EXT with Robbie Christmas. Robbie, your EP is called When I Finally Get Myself Together.
Yes.
Do you know when that's going to be?
No, I have no idea. I have no idea when that's going to happen. 2016 was a weird year for everybody, it felt like, you know? Like, that was the year we lost David Bowie and Glenn Frey and I personally lost a really, really close friend. And it was a weird year. And it just felt like, God, I just get my face shoved in all of these moments that are forcing me to look at life and get some perspective. And so I had to come up with a title like that, especially because I'm also a huge Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young fan. And there's a lyric in one of their songs called Almost Cut My Hair, where he says, what David Crosby says, when I finally get myself together. And I was like, yeah, that is me. That is totally me. So
we were talking about folks calling you this early in the morning and what they might call you. Wish you were her.
Yeah. Right.
You're right.
Yeah.
Is there a story here?
Yeah, there is. I wrote that song with two friends of mine in Los Angeles, and we were kind of playing around with the idea of being on the rebound after a relationship and having it be perhaps a little too soon, and the importance of having time for yourself and having time to find yourself and reflect. That was a song that I was like, man, I don't know if I want to put this on the record because it kind of makes me sound like a jerk, you know, because I was just like, oh, I don't want, nobody ever likes to admit that they've had a rebound. Nobody ever likes to admit that. It was cool. It was cool to explore that. And of course, it just so happens to be the single. So the one song I was like, I don't want to put this on the record.
And
yeah, everybody's playing it. So I might as well embrace it.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
I'm on the rebound. I'm searching for you. I'm on the rebound to tell you the truth. If you don't mind believing she's already gone, 'cause I'm on the rebound, stepping for two. When the last car here died a parking lot, would you take me in if I told breaking my neck. Didn't wake you from dreaming, but I'm already gone, 'cause I'm on the rebound, guilty at best. Thought I could disappear, darling, I tried to love. Would you take me in if I told you I was one of the good ones? Further than I stayed an extra hour in your bed. If I lied and said I wasn't a mess, I could pretend that I'm what you prefer.
A decade of diversity. Hi, this is Robbie Christmas wishing WEXT a happy 10th birthday. And you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
Come down. Body alone, somebody has changed. You are the reason I've been waiting for so long. Somebody holds the key. I'm
EXT, Robbie Christmas is here. Can't Find My Way Home. Wow. Love that. That's a great cover.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. When we play in Seattle, usually we take requests and people often come up to us and say, well, why don't you play your favorite song? Which is hard to do, but I usually we end up playing that one because it's just such an incredible piece.
Tell me about meeting Pat Monahan.
Yeah, so I met Pat Monahan, lead singer of the band Train. We were playing at a spot in Seattle that we play every weekend at a lodge, kind of a winery and lodge called Willow's Lodge. Pat came in with his family just for dinner, and he ended up sitting right dead center in front of us. And I remember thinking, oh, great, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
All right, don't suck.
Yeah.
I wasn't talking to you, Mike. I was talking to myself.
Yeah.
And he came up to me after the break and he said, hey man, you're really good, we should write together. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Didn't okay, see that yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
And it turns out he lives like 20 minutes away from where we play in Seattle. And so honestly, I mean, gosh, it couldn't have been more than 3 days before I was in his studio in Seattle and we were writing a song together.
And that's When You Want Someone?
Somebody? Yeah, When You Want Somebody is on the record. That was a song that him and I wrote together with one of the members of Train. It was such a surreal and awesome experience, and he's such a gracious and compassionate and giving guy. He's done a lot for us.
What do you feel you learned when you were writing with him?
Man, I learned how to write a hook, to write a good hook in your chorus in a song, something catchy. I mean, gosh, when you go back and you listen to like Drops of Jupiter or Calling All Angels, and then you listen to like their later stuff like Hey Soul Sister and, you know, Drive By, all that stuff. I mean, yeah, he just knows how to write a hit. And so, yeah, he taught me a lot. And it was really fun to sit there and just kind of bounce ideas back and forth. And I feel like 90% of the time I had this deer in the headlights look, but he was really, really, it was cool watching him work. He was playing online chess while we were trying to write.
Was he?
Yeah. And it was crazy because that must have been like how he just kind of gets to his place, because he would sit there playing online chess and then he'd be like, yeah, let's do this, but and then come up with a melody. And I was like, that's
interesting.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I just don't know how he does it. So he's a great guy, and we're really grateful for his friendship.
So maybe we need to take up online chess to become that creative.
That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
That's play some backgammon or some
online chess. I think that's what we've learned today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Robbie Christmas, Michael, thank you guys for coming by here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
Playing
Chris.
Songs. You have a new EP, another one coming out this summer.
Yeah. We got one coming out on August 8th. We are just finishing it up, actually.
Yeah.
We're just finishing up right now at home, and it'll be out soon. The next song we're going to play for you is called Over the Moon.
Leave the world we know behind us, cherry picking in the stars. When I'm loving you, it's timeless, infinite heart, infinite heart. Ooh. Now you got me feeling weightless. Keep me warm out in the dark. It's the little things that make this getaway ours, getaway ours. We keep on going higher. We can't stop going over the moon. Rise up like smoke from fire. Going over the moon. Moon. We can't stop going over the moon. Pull me closer to your center. We are creatures of the night. Up here we have been our shelter, skipping rocks on satellites. We keep on going higher. We can't stop going over the moon. Rise up like smoke from fire. We can't stop going over the moon. Up when we are safe and sound. pick me up when we're on solid ground. Oh, so wake me up when we are safe and sound. So wake me up when we're on solid ground. Oh yeah, yeah. We keep on going higher. We can't stop going over the moon. Rise up.
I'm Robbie Christmas. This is 97.7 WEXT. Support the music at exit977.org.